Back here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM here in the Devil Radio studio in Madison, Wisconsin. You might be catching us on one of those stations, or you might be on streaming on DevilRadio927.com, or maybe on Facebook, the Devil Radio page. On Facebook, either way, you're going to be happy to hear from Colin Murray because he's got some great news about Dane by Local. Colin, the executive director there, some exciting things happening. We have events, Colin. Events are happening with DBL. Let's talk about it.
It's about time, right? Yeah. So thank you for having me, Jason. I appreciate it. We're going to stick our toe in the water here and start having in-person events again. So we're starting to plan some of these things. So one of the ones that's top of mind for me, because we just were over at the park the other day, is a car show that we're putting together for this fall. So this fits into our master plan that we have as far as Dane by Local is concerned. One of the things that we talked about a couple of years, and Jason, you may remember this from a board meeting, is to put together a family-friendly event, something that the entire family, kids and adults and whoever can join us and enjoy and really be part of the community. So that was one of our goals that we set as an organization. And we started planning this last year, and then COVID hit, and that was the end of that. Here we are, a year and a half later. We're going to try it again here with doing a car show this year. So September 18th is the date. Tentatively, the hours are 10 to 5. That may change a little bit, but during the day. And that'll be over at McKee Farm Park in Fitchburg. So right off the corner of McKee Road and Fitchburg, Fish Hatchery Road will be the location there. There's a number of different large events that take place over there. It's a beautiful park. So we're looking forward to that. Our presenting sponsor is Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Their store location is just a few blocks away from the park itself. And Thad is the pharmacist over there who owns Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. He's a car buff himself. So this is a good fit for him. I think he's planning on bringing one of his Mustangs to show off as well. So it should be a good event for the entire family. So beyond just the cars, we're bringing in a number of other things as well. One of those is Group Health Cooperative is going to have the Healthy Kids section. And so they'll have good information on that with their booth and so forth. But they're actually planning a couple of fun activities for the kids as well. So one of those is a kids parade that they're putting together. I think they're planning like 1 o'clock or something like that, getting all the kids together and parading down the middle of the event. I suggested that we give all the kids kazoos, and that way they can drive their parents crazy on the way home. we'll see what happens with that.
Torturous. Come on, you man, what an idea. Okay. You will have some parents, definitely reacting to that one way or another. I love the idea of the event though, too. And especially even depending on where we are, we look like we're getting to a good spot with COVID and the pandemic. And hopefully by then we're all in a great spot. But still, plenty of room to space out and spread things out at that park. It's a big, big place. So you can be, you know, a lot of room to feel comfortable regardless of where you're at in the process or if you've gotten the vaccine or not by that point. Hopefully you have. So I love that about it, too. And you mentioned Thad and Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Like, come on, they've been working to themselves to the bone here, trying to help our community, help get vaccine out with COVID testing, all these things this whole time. Kind of a really great way to celebrate and give them a little bit of a break and let them enjoy cars for a day too. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. They really have been working hard over there. You know, that's where I pick up my prescription. So, you know, every time I go over there, it's just crazy busy. They've got umpteen people working through the pharmacy there, but they've got it down to a science. They're getting people in, getting people out. It's really slick the way they've put that together over there. So a lot of credit goes to them. So you're right. This will be a nice break for them to enjoy something a little bit different.
Colin, we got a couple of online things to talk about and then another in-person thing. So first off, there is the Virtual Health and Wellness Fest coming up later this month. And Also, currently the Dan by Local online auction happening. So two online things coming up here, one right now and one at the end of the month.
Yeah, so the online auction, you can go right on our homepage. The link is right there. That runs through the 19th. So next week, is that Wednesday, at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening is the deadline. And I think it's 9 o'clock. And there's all kinds of good stuff there. All local, of course. So, and a lot of food, a lot of restaurants, Metcalf's is on there for groceries. You know, there's a lot of good stuff on there, massage, all kinds of different things. So check that out. And there's some really good deals on there right now. So that's one good thing to check out. And that's taking place right now. And then, we've got the in-person event coming up as well. That'll be May 25th. That's a virtual event. Virtual event is the health and wellness. Right. Well, I'm getting all my events screwed up here. So many of them. Health and wellness event that's virtual through Zoom. And that is also sponsored by Group Health Cooperative. And it's just $5 to attend. You'll hear from a number of different exhibitors that'll talk about their business, but you also get a goodie bag, and there'll be all kinds of good stuff in there that you'll want to check out. Well worth the $5 to take advantage of that. So that'll be on May 25th. You can go again on our website, just click the link and pay for it right online. And we'll get you connected.
Right. All this can be found at danbylocal.com. Just head there. Okay, Colin, we're wrapping up here the segment, and we got a hard break, so it's going to cut us off if we don't get to it. I've got to let you talk about Sun Cafe, that event coming up in Mount Horeb here on the 25th of May.
25th of May, yes. That will be from 5 to 6:30 in the evening. It's a networking event. Just come and go as you please. Sun Cafe is at 201 East Main Street in Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb is a quick and easy drive now from Madison. From the Beltline to Mount Horeb is about 10 minutes now. With the new highway that's in there, it's 65 miles an hour all the way. Quick and easy. So please check that out and please join us. We'll be safe. It'll be indoor, outdoor. Keep everybody in a good place as we start to work back into real-time events.
Wonderful cafe right on Main Street, Mount Horeb, a cute little town too. Just head on over. So many great things there. Mount Horeb leading us into our next guest on the other side of the break, also from Mount Horeb. We'll talk with Rowan Childs of Madison Reading Project when we come back. Colin Murray, Executive Director at Dane by Local. All the events information at danebylocal.com. Colin, enjoy your Saturday and weekend, and thanks for telling us all about DBL's happenings.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Take care.
We'll be back in a minute here on Devil Radio.